Don Lemon's full of
but why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as okay. well.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Is that all I do on TV is fight?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I got a lot to talk about. I don't want to fight with y'all this morning now. Shut up.
Yeah, you get a lot of that, too. Yeah.
Let me give you all the poll numbers first. All right. This is according to NBC News, a Wall Street Journal and Marist poll. It was taken just a week ago now. Donald Trump polled at getting, guess how much percentage of the black vote?
Zero.
No, you're close. One. because the thing is plus or minus 3%. So they'll give him well. One reason I wanted to start with the poll numbers on African-American Trump support is to point out the things, as if they continue to go as they are, in order for him to win in November, Donald Trump would have to get more than 65% of the white vote. All right? And that is a high hurdle considering the demographics of this country. You just can't win an election unless you get 65% or more, and then that'll be by the skin of your teeth. And that is why, according to the Wall Street Journal, Trump staffers and advisors are calling for him to reach out to try to make inroads in the black community. Even with an African-American outreach team, those inroads will not come easily, if at all. And here's why. Okay, I'm going to go through history. This is a Central Park Five. That's number one. Central Park Five. What is that? In the late 80s, a New York woman jogging through Central Park was raped and beaten within an inch of her life. A group of African-American and Hispanic boys was convicted only to have their convictions vacated, overturned. After spending between 6 to 13 years in prison, they believe that their confessions were coerced. They were young boys then. At the height of the controversy, Donald Trump took out a full-page ad in four New York newspapers titled, Bring Back the Death Penalty, Bring Back Our Police, in capitalized bold letters. The ad excoriated and went on to read, I want these haters and muggers murdered. I want to hate these murderers and muggers. They should be forced to suffer. And when they kill, they should be executed for their crimes. They must serve as examples so that others will think long and hard before committing a crime or an act of violence. The men later sued New York City and won a $41 million settlement. Donald Trump called the settlement a disgrace. Number two, y'all remember this because we talked about it. President Obama's birth certificate. In 2011, Donald Trump went on a tear over the president's birth certificate.
You are not allowed to be a president if you're not born in this country. He may not have been born in this country. And I'll tell you what, 3 weeks ago, I thought he was born in this country. Right now, I have some real doubts. I have people that actually have been studying it, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
You have people now down
Absolutely.
There searching, I mean, in Hawaii?
Absolutely. And they cannot believe what they're finding. I would like to have him show his birth certificate.
They found a birth certificate. They couldn't believe they were going to find her actual birth certificate. And that's what they found. A birth certificate.
Right next to his tax returns.
Right to his tax returns.
No, they haven't found those yet. No. The president eventually released his birth certificate and then threw some not-so-subtle shade at Trump and the rest of the Republican birthers. Play it.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve, and I'm confident we can solve them, but we're going to have to focus on them, not on this.
Trump went on to say he was proud because he was the only one to ever make President Obama show his birth certificate. Then there's David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan. That's number three. Earlier this year, Trump initially refused to denounce the former leader of the KKK. After the controversy took on a life of its own, Trump then was forced to dismissively disavow Duke. Here it is.
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
Then he went on to go, next, I disavow. David Duke, I didn't know. Then he went on to call
he's
on.
He's a gangster. Doesn't he sound like a gangster? Next,
right? David Duke, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
who
know.
Next?
I don't know from nothing. I don't know from nobody, okay? I don't know the guy.
That is gangster, though. I ain't going to lie. And then went on to call the next reporter. And then there's all the rest. That's number four. all the rest of the ugliness that Americans see and hear coming from Trump rallies, some of the violence, some of the hateful language spewed at protesters and at people of color in general. You saw the New York Times video last week where they were calling the president the N-word and Mexicans and all those things, saying derogatory statements about this. Not to mention the reports of Trump and his father being sued by President Nixon's Justice Department for systematically discriminating against blacks in housing rentals. That was in the 70s. Mr. Trump has told me in his own words in several interviews a number of times that he is the least racist person ever. Yes, his words do matter. He denies it. But the question is, what will matter more to black people in the voting booth? Donald Trump's words or his actions?
Mm-hmm.
So can he have an outreach even with Omarosa?
I don't know.
And don't forget
guy.
Diamond and Silk.
Diamond and Silk.
I don't know him. I'm
Bruce
not,
Lavelle,
not with those
who is a spokesperson.
You know, we had Diamond and Silk on last hour
these
with Jackie.
These two broads, I don't know.
They are very nice ladies. That's very nice, and I've met
what
them.
What type
and
of work
did
they do?
Because
we were trying
to figure out what are they doing
for
a living?
Don, hello, Don.
I'm sorry. I have an earphone problem.
Don. Hold on.
Is this thing on?
They
hello?
Say they're not being financed by the Trump campaign, so what do they do?
I don't know.
He don't know from nothing. He don't know.
I don't know. I disavow. Okay? I disavow.
Next question.
David Duke,
know.
I disavow.
He ain't talking. The guy don't know. He say he don't know. He don't know. All right?